We be'ezer Hashem is bar conclude our series of shiurim now on the mitzvah per review. The Mishnah on daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis teaches us leivatel adam mepir v'rivia elam kain yesh leibonim b'shamer imrim shnei zacharim ubeishil imrim zacher v'nekeva. Rashi explains that Shnei Zecharim means two boys, specifically. And Beis Hillel, who says Zoch v'Nekeva, means specifically a boy and a girl. The Rashba, however, says that when Beis Shammai says one fulfills the mitzvah with a boy, with two boys, certainly Beis Shammai would agree that if one had a boy and a girl, he fulfilled the mitzvah. Just Beis Shammai is coming to teach us that even if one didn't have a boy and a girl, he just had two boys, that is enough to be mekayim the mitzvah. There's another opinion in the Rishonim that says actually it's Beis Hillel who's being mekel. The Beis Hillel agrees that with Beis Shammai that if one has two boys, he fulfills the mitzvah. But Beis Hillel is teaching us that if you didn't have two boys, but you had two girls, a boy and a girl, you also have fulfilled the mitzvah. But as I said, it seems clear from most Rishonim, and that seems to be pshat in the Gemara as well. Beis Shammai means specifically a boy and a girl, and Beis Hillel means Beis Hillel says a boy and a girl, and Beis Shammai says two boys. The Gemara on Daf Samach Beis on the Beis teaches us Meis Echad Mehem, if one had the requisite amount of children, but one of them died, Oishinimtza Echad Mehem, Soris, if they can't have children, like Kain Pir Rivia. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Simon Aleph Sif Hei Paskins, that if somebody had a Ben Soris or a daughter who was an islandess, he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Pir Rivia. But both the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkitz Mechaikik point out that it's only in a situation if the son or the daughter themselves cannot have children. But let's say the son married an islandess, or the daughter married a Soros. So even though right now they're not going to have children because of the people who they chose to marry, still that doesn't change that the father was Mekayim Mitzvahs Puruvu. The Pesach Tshuva, however, quotes a Sefer B'nei Ahuva, who isn't quite certain that that is the halacha. He says that the reality is that these people won't have children, and the purpose of Puruvu is to keep the world having children, perpetuate Nitzchias, as we discussed in a previous year, and therefore he's not quite certain that one is Mekayim the Mitzvah that way. The Minchas Chinuch says along these lines that if somebody had a child who was Baruch Hashem, a healthy individual who could have children, but unfortunately later became ill and he cannot have children, it's no different, says the Minchas Chinuch, that just like the Gemara says, Meis Bonav, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, so too, if a child's status and his ability to have children changes, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. The Gemara also goes into discussing Bnei Bonim Hareim Kabonim, and there's a question amongst the Paiskim, how do we understand that if the children aren't here anymore, the person had a son and a daughter, but unfortunately they passed away. Under what circumstances, because of the halacha of bnei bonim, harem kabonim, can it still be considered that he had his mekayim the mitzvah? Some rishonim paskin that you're only mekayim the mitzvah only if the daughter and the son each had a son and daughter themselves. That means if a person had both a son and a daughter and they passed away, only if both the son left over a son and daughter and the daughter left over a son and daughter was he mekayim the mitzvah. The Torah, however, takes a very different approach. And his approach is that if the son or the daughter left over a child, and it doesn't make a difference the gender of that child, if each one of them left over a child, boy or girl, that's enough for the grandfather to be mekayim the mitzvah. And he explains, the Beis Yosef explains, that the requirements of grandchildren are not the same as the requirements for children. And whereas for children, as we're learning, one is only mekayim the mitzvah, like we paskin, like Beis Hillel, if he has both a son and a daughter, when it comes to the mitzvah, when it comes to grandchildren, the requirements aren't the same. So if we look into the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph, many of these halachas that we are discussing in this shiur are discussed, and it's worthwhile to review those halachas. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei, Siman Aleph Sif Hei Paskins. Ki v'sheish l'adam zoch in the kaiva, once a person has a son and a daughter, ki mitzvah per rivya. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'ushla yeben saris, the boy should not be a man who can't have children, or in the keva ailmus, a woman who can't have children. And as the remark explains, pirush ayu zocha atzoyin, kiyom kloim sheish l'isha teva hazocher, if the woman has the characteristics of a male, v'simona hem, how do we know, she'en lo shadayim, she doesn't have breasts, Kanoshim like other women, the kola over, she doesn't speak like other women, Vaisamakam and a bell begufa kiyasa noshim. If she's missing that, so unless he has a son and a daughter, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. It's interesting to point out that as we've discussed in a previous shiur, the mitzvah, there is really two mitzvahs involved in having children. One is the mitzvah of Puruvu, and one is the mitzvah of Lashevis. Say the Paiskim, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Puruvu, when it came to the mitzvah of Puruvu, that's when we have the sugya. But to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lashevis, one is Mekayim that mitzvah even with one child. As we just learned, the halacha is that if the son or daughter are Rachman Slan, a Soros or Islandess, one hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. However, the Sefer Apizutri paskins that this is only when we speak about the son or daughter. When we speak about grandchildren, that we're learning Bnei Bonim, Arem Kabonim, the halacha is one is Mekayim the mitzvah, even if the grandchild is a Soros or a Ayonis. The Shulchan Aruch in Sivav continues, No Doloi Zochav in the Keva, if somebody has a son and a daughter, V'meisu V'nichu Bonim, but they passed away and they left over children, Harei Zakayim Mitzvah Pirurivya. he has been mekayim mitzvahs pur ruvia. V'medvar mamon shoy bnei habonim zocher v'nekeva. When you have grandchildren who are male and female, for you brought him a zocher v'nekeva, and they came from a zocher v'nekeva. Abish hazocher ben bito v'nekeva bas benoi. Even though the gender is switched, and it's the son who left over a daughter, and it's the daughter who left over a son. Hoyom neshnei bonov heim boim. Since they come from his two children, harekeim mitzvah piruvia. Avos says the Shulchan Aruch, im hoyloi ben or bas, if somebody had a son and a daughter who umesu, v'niachach mem zochav in the keva, and one of those children leave over a son and a daughter, and the other child leaves over no one, adayim lekiyim mitzvah zu. Hago, hoya ben mamzer oy cheresh, shoyt v'katan, if the child that he had is a mamzer or a cheresh or a shoyta or a katan, still kiyim hamitzvah. So even though, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have left over, you have to have at least a grandson and a granddaughter, the Paiskim say that Taisus holds that if you had a son and a daughter and they left over two grandsons, one has fulfilled the mitzvah. If somebody had two sons and those sons have a son or a daughter, or if somebody had two sons and one of those sons had a daughter, still he has not fulfilled the mitzvah puruvu, because the mitzvah puruvu is that he should have a son or a daughter. The Shulchan Aruch paskind that even if the child is a mamzer, it doesn't make a difference. He has fulfilled the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to have children, and he has the child. If he had a child who's a cherish v'shaita, but then Baruch Hashem, they got healed, and they are no longer cherish shaita, so the Paiskim say, based on what we discussed previously, the concept of Hayloi Banim B'Giyusay, which is actually the next halach in the Shulchan Aruch, Hayloi Banim B'Giyusay V'Nisgayer, this is certainly not worse than Hayloi Banim B'Giyusay V'Nisgayer, and he has fulfilled the mitzvah that way. There's a discussion here in the Chalkas Mechoikik and the Beis Shmuel regarding if Nisaber Bambati, if a woman, the Gemara says in our sugi, we learn about Ben Sira, and Ben Sira is actually known to be Ben Yirmiyo. The reason he was called Ben Sira is because Yirmiyo Hanavi went into a bathtub and semen came out from his body, and then his daughter went into the same bathtub and became pregnant from the semen that was left over from her father. And the aloch, and therefore, of course, not intentionally, her child was really her father's child. Obviously a very embarrassing situation. And that's why he was called Ben Sira. Sira is Begematri Yirmiyah. And the question is, if somebody had a child that way, did he fulfill the mitzvah puruvu or not? And as I said, there's a significant discussion here in the Chalkas Mechoikik in the Beis Shmuel, if that's considered a son. The question that comes up, and this is obviously a very rare occurrence, that's how a woman should become pregnant. But the Paiskim discuss a situation where a woman is artificially inseminated by a husband's zera. and they have Baruch Hashem a child, is that child considered his child that he was mekayim the mitzvah puruvu? And of course, it's a very significant question, because obviously going through these treatments is not something that's easy, neither emotionally nor physically. And if a person is going through all of these treatments only in order to be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu, and he's not going to have fulfilled it anyway, so maybe he shouldn't have to do it. So I saw that the Paiskim discussed the Shaila. The Menches Yitzchak in Chelik Aleph Simen Nun discusses the Shaila. And he says that even if, as we just discussed, the Nis'aber Membati is not considered his child, that he was Mekayim Mitzvah Puruvu, in a situation where they went through a procedure to have the women impregnated, that will certainly be considered his child. Because the problem with this Abba Membati, he explains, was that there was nothing done specifically by the husband to make the woman pregnant. But if the husband and wife went through a procedure, that certainly is enough to be considered that he was Mekayim Puruvu. In other words, what he's saying is as follows. The entire question on this Abra Membati is not quite certain he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu. Many Paiskim, as we say, feel that he was Mekayim Mitzvah Puruvu. But if we combine that with not only there was a Nis'aber Membati, but there was actually an act done to create the pregnancy, we certainly can be comfortable in assuming that the child is considered his child. Although the Tzitz Eliezer does want to question that maybe the only act that's considered, and the Yabia Omer from Avad Yosef takes the same approach. This is the Yabia Omer Chelik Beis Simen Aleph. I did see that the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Gimel Simen Chav Zayin is not that certain, because he takes the approach that although certainly when there was a procedure done, it's a lot more than just Nis'abra Bambati, but still maybe the Torah says that the mitzvah is only fulfilled with Bia, and any other act is not considered the way to fulfill the mitzvah. The Mefarshim ask, the Gemara we learned on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph from the bottom of the Amud says, Amar of Asi, Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach cannot come, Ad Sheyichlu Kol Neshama Shebeguf. Until all the Neshamas that are in the Guf, a certain place in Shemayim, are brought to this world. The Tosfos Yeshanim asks that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, a very famous Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, teaches us, "Imoru Misham Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kolchosam." If all Klai Yisrael would be shown with two Shabbosos, as they are supposed to be, Miyad Megolim. So, as the Tosfos Yeshanim, from here we see that the Gula depends on Shmir Shabbos. So if two Shabbosos go by and we're all going to be Shema Shabbos, Mashiach is coming, but we don't need to wait for all these Neshamas. So the Mefarshim answer that just like the Medrash says that in Mitzrayim the women had six, or some Midrashim say even larger numbers, Bekeres Echad. So the question is that possible? That all women on a regular basis had that number of children? Of course not. It's not to mean that they all had that number of children. Rather, what it means is that every child that was born in Mitzrayim was equivalent and equal to many children. The quality of the children were of great quality. And that's what the Gemara here says as well. And that's how we can reconcile the two Gemaras. And Molei Shom Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, if Klai Yisrael will keep two Shabbosos, if our mitzvah apur revu that we want to fulfill, and as we've discussed in the Shurim, how to fulfill the mitzvah, is coupled with Shmiras Shabbos, is coupled with Shmiras Torah u'mitzvahs, when somebody has that type of combination, then he will be guaranteed to have children. But not only will he be guaranteed to have children, but they're guaranteed to have quality children, and amidst Hashem, Yad Nagolim.